Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Sunshine 106.8. And the IBI is funded by Cumashun na Mann with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Hello there, good evening. I'm Carol Dooley. You're very welcome to join me for another edition of Ours to Protect, our weekly series towards helping to create a more sustainable planet. Now, recently, Dublin City Council published its draft climate action plan, Climate Neutral Dublin 2030. And shortly, we'll be joined by Sabrina Decker from the Council to tell us more. But first, Sunshine's Jane McNamara took to the street to gauge awareness of the plan and to find out where Dublin thinks the council's priorities should lie.
More recycling bins, like in the city centre.
I would read it to clean up Dublin. I'm not sure. I think one of the biggest issues is maybe like seagulls opening up like rubbish bags on the streets.
No, I've never heard about it.
I think it just needs more bins around the city.
Yeah. I haven't heard of it.
I've heard of it. I haven't read it.
Dublin is a mess. I've lived in the north inner city for 23 years and I've watched the slow decline of our lovely city and nothing's going to be done about it. So I'd be sceptical, but I would read it, of course.
Well, Dublin City Council don't just want us to read it, they want us to respond to it. Joining us now is the Council's Climate Action Coordinator, Sabrina Decker. Sabrina, thank you for joining us this week. So first, can you tell us what is the draft climate action plan all about?
We have a Climate Act that was amended in 2021, and under that, there was a requirement for local authorities in Ireland to produce a climate action plan. This is a response to that. So we have produced a climate action plan based on our existing climate action plan, because that was also a climate action plan that includes both adaptation and mitigation actions. We've tried to make this plan a little bit more readable and accessible to public. So it's focused on three targets, one of which is reaching our national target of 51%, making sure that Dublin is climate resilient and ensuring a just transition in that process.
Okay, so talk us through then some of the things that would be of particular importance, say, to the people living in Dublin that are part of this action plan.
So it's a little bit different from the previous plan, which had five thematic areas. We still have kind of thematic areas, but we're trying to make them more integrated and more of a systems approach. So we have a resilient city, a resourceful city. It's not resourceful spelt normally, it's resourceful. We have a creative city and a social city. And under each of those foundations, there's key actions that we're taking. So it's projects that will happen in the lifetime of the plan. So for example, under a resilient city, people will have heard about the Dublin District Heating Project. So that's one that's really important in that it's going to provide heat to homes in areas of the city that need it. But that's also important in terms of the energy system, because then you're not using electricity for heating. And obviously we know that we are trying to also get people to buy electric vehicles, and that's going to place a demand on the electricity grid. So this introduces a bit of resilience into the grid in that it's reducing the demand for electricity so that it can be used elsewhere. Right. Other projects include social housing. We need to actually green the city so that we actually absorb and use nature-based solutions. So we collect water, but also provide cooling spaces in the city. So housing will also look at how we adapt those spaces and make them more enjoyable. So greening the public realm and social housing. There's a great project, the Santry River Restoration Project. So that's looking at how we actually treat the river as a place for recreation and amenity, but also reducing flood risk from the river. And there's a great engineering team working on that one. That's also looking at how we educate the public about the biosphere and biodiversity in the city. So one project there is the Dublin Bay Biosphere Discovery Centre that is going to happen soon. And there's also the Liffey Vale Discovery Centre under a creative city that's looking a little bit more how we engage with businesses, how we engage through innovation, how we work with academia, and how we work with citizens as well. And we're also looking at our decarbonization zones, so those another requirement, but also our smart cities piece and how we use technology to actually respond to the crisis. So that's about our active travel project. So we want people to move quickly and efficiently in the lowest carbon way possible, and also about our public realm and making those spaces great.
Of course, the thing to emphasize here is that it's not etched in stone. It is actually a draft climate action plan. And what's very important to this is the feedback that you get from the public, and you've actually put it out there to encourage people to give their say. So what kind of feedback specifically are you looking for?
So we've got very specific questions in our public consultation. We want to know what your vision for Dublin is in 2030, and then we want you to read through the plan and see how our actions actually respond to that? And how do you think we should actually change them? Or if there's projects that you're doing already in your communities with your work, tell us what you're doing. We do know we need to collaborate together, all of us, because Dublin's success is Ireland's success, and we all need to work together
on
this.
Absolutely. So where can people actually go and take a look? Now, obviously, they can read it online, but it's out at various libraries, isn't it, around
the
city?
Yes. So it's at Central Library, Ballymun Library, Finglas Library, and Kevin Street. They've got a fabulous display there. There's lots of reading for you as well. It's also in City Hall and in our civic offices in the atrium. We also are having an event on the 17th of October in the Round Room, so public can come after work, after school, and come chat with us about the plan, as well as our colleagues in South Dublin, Fingal, and DLR. They will be there as well, because their plans are also for public consultation. I mean, you can pop us an email at climateaction@dublincity.ie.
But there is a time limit on this.
Yes. You have until November 2nd to get your submissions in.
Well, Sabrina Decker, Climate Action Coordinator with Dublin City Council, thank you very much for joining me on Hours to Protect this week, and I wish you the very best of luck. And that's this week's Hours to Protect. A reminder, if you've missed any of our previous episodes, you can listen back right now, and you can find out more about the Hours to Protect initiative too on our website, sunshineradio.ie, and on the hourstoprotect.ie website as well. I'm Carol Dooley. Thank you for listening, and I hope you'll join me again next Monday for another edition just after 7.
Hours to Protect, brought to you by Sunshine 106.8, and the IBI is funded by Cumashun na Mban with the television license fee. Check out hourstoprotect.ie for more info.